will be.
Okay.
See stuff. That's all. Yeah.
Y'all understand?
Them trees.
I'll let you do this one just as soon as I email this out.
Lord Jesus.
Got too many other ones from that one.
Project it. I'm doing my own.
Why would I put it all up? Can you believe that?
If I don't, I forget it. That wolf will snap that thing and I'll leave it.
Okay, so Rick.
Thank you.
All right, so we're convening at about 6:20 p.m. And our mission is to provide each learner the skills, knowledge, and values necessary to compete, contribute, and succeed through the cooperative efforts of school, family, and community in a safe and nurturing environment. Entertain a motion for approval of the board agenda. Can I get a second on that?
Simone, could you change this that you wanted are on the this group?
Okay. Okay. Roland Sellers made a motion that we approve the agenda, second by Keith Whitaker. Any discussion?
Should we delete the Good News Awards?
Let's see. That.
Yes, we can skip items 7, 8, and 9, actually, tonight.
Right. Okay. So, Ms. Taylor, would you, can you?
So, I make a motion that we approve the board agenda with the exclusion of items 7, 8, and 9.
And 10.
And 10.
Public
comments. Public comments.
Okay. Can we get a second on that?
Second.
Okay. So, a motion has been made, again, restated. By Ronnie Taylor to approve the agenda to skip items 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Dr. Whitaker has seconded that again. Any further discussion? Thank you. I'm trying to look for Ronnie Taylor's attention. All those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? All right. So we'll go right to item 11.
I was going to say 11.01, but I'm saying that.
11.01.
Yes. 11.01. Superintendent updates. So I'll pull up a calendar here so that you can see. The only item for discussion is what Mrs. Taylor was asking about earlier. We have missed the fourth. We've missed the 4th and the 5th, and the 8th and the 9th now, that were student days for all of the schools. We put the announcement out tonight that schools close for students tomorrow. Yesterday and tonight, we've alerted parents that we are looking at Saturday the 13th and Saturday the 20th as makeup days. We can only do a Saturday makeup if we don't go to school 5 days a week. So that allows us to get 2 days automatically out of the way, especially knowing that we're probably gonna get some more weather before January or February is out. That at least gives us 2 days for all the schools. Now the high schools and the elementary and middle are on different calendars. So the elementary has a required work day here on the 26th, mm-hmm. Elementary and middle. Because tomorrow is an optional teacher work day and this was a work day, if we flip-flop these two, that takes for 3 days. So it's really only one that we have to worry about for the elementary and middle. We're gonna check the hours. We may be fine and we may not have to make up another day. But if we miss more, then we will have to. But I think mm-hmm. we can get by with our instructional hours and make up 3 of the 4 for them.
Right.
For the high school, however, they've got 4 days that they've been out. So these 2 days, these 2 Saturdays, takes care of them as well. We will need to look at their calendar and see how we're going to make up these 2 days.
Doesn't the high school get out some of those? I mean, don't they go until what time of the day?
They go till 3:30, but mm-hmm. 8:30 to 3:30, that's no different. Mm-hmm. But it's the end of their year. So they actually finish school the 25th of May.
Okay, so because of that, okay.
And these are, well, that's a holiday. These two are work days. We could actually make up those 2 days there.
So wait a minute. Okay, I'm lost now. So you said Saturday the 13th of January.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Saturday the 20th of January. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Friday the 26th of
January.
Okay, because you jumped into May and it threw me off.
Oh, we will, because I was done with the 3 days.
Yeah, take different calendars.
So how many days? You said four.
But the
26th is 4 days.
Okay.
But the 26th of January is already on the traditional calendar.
Right.
As a work day, elementary, middle. So I'm swapping the 26th with the 9th.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because we made tomorrow
the work day.
The work day. Mm-hmm. And that takes care of 3 of the 4 for the traditional schools. The high school still has 2 left. They need to make up a minimum of at least 1. So they could tack on the end of the year.
Okay.
But we also know the community college was out as well on yesterday. Today. They did a delay today.
Yeah.
If they miss any days, they have so many hours they have to do too. So they may extend their year or they may interrupt their Easter break. This, you know, it's been a couple of years since they have merged the Easter break and taken off the whole week like we did. Normally, they just took off Good Friday and Good Monday, and you were happy to get an extra Tuesday. If they decide to do that, then it may be more beneficial for the high school to have some of their Easter break interfered with, too, especially early college, because they've got students that are taking community college classes. Yeah, so we'll figure out what we're going to do with their days, but we are not in a rush to determine what those two are for them. Now, you officially have to approve the makeup days. This is my recommendation. We don't have it on the calendar today for your approval, but we can take care of that February regular board meeting to get the official approval. But I wanted you to know that's what we're looking at doing. So you at least be aware of it.
Is there any reason not to go ahead and approve?
You could. Would you need to add that agenda?
Amend the agenda, yeah.
Amend the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I would like to amend the agenda to add.
The only parts I think you're approving, let's just get it clear, would be the
two Saturdays
and then the elementary school 26.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And would they be modified days or full days?
That's what I was going to ask. My next question. See, you on point.
1 o'clock. You said 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock release. Okay. 1 o'clock release for the Saturdays.
Saturdays. Okay.
Regular day for the 23rd.
26.
Sorry, thank you, 26. So maybe 14.04?
14.04.
Mm-hmm. Calendar. Make up. Dates. And it's an approval item, so.
We'll wait till we get that now.
Right, that'll be fine.
We'll wait till we get that now.
Thank you. Okay,
so you need a second and.
To add it to the calendar.
Yeah, to add it to amend the agenda.
Second.
The motion's been made by Rhonda Taylor, second by Lucy. That was that we add for the agenda item 14.04 to include calendar makeup days, dates. And that's going to be for January 13th and 20th for the high school and the 26th for the elementary school.
Yeah.
All right. End of discussion. All right. All those who are in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? All right. Thank you, the agenda's amended. That's agreed upon. So,
okay.
You're still?
I'm still in the superintendent updates. I want to pull up the testing irregularities for the fall. So, the state testing that we have that occurs this time of year, and this is our first year being able to do exams before the Christmas break, which was wonderful. Students love that, so they start fresh whenever we come back to school this week. We had 4 testing irregularities. The first 2 were with specific to work keys, and we had to deem it a misadministration so that we could allow the students to retest. And you can see it was because they did not receive accommodations as they should have. Then we have during the end of the
I got a question about that when you finish.
Okay, I can pause. We do these two at the same time.
When they didn't look accommodations, what I'm seeing read aloud, right?
Yes.
The first time
it was administered, they did not read the test aloud. Mm-hmm. It was an accommodation that was appropriate for that student or those students, and they failed to do it. Mm-hmm. So we had to retest it.
Those students only?
Yes, those students only.
So you think moving forward, Dr. Luther, they're going to have it, I guess, in their testing plan, those specific accommodations? I know, because I just know, like, for a fact that when you're going through those, you know, testing plans, you got to have in detail which student gets what accommodation, that way it flows, so when you pass out the materials to the administrator, they know exactly what to do. So then they're going to include that next time, just making sure that they know the specific.
For this specific circumstance, it was included. It was a test administrator's
error.
It was her error that she didn't do it.
Okay.
During the ENC final exams, CTE assessments, and state EOC assessments right at the end of the semester, we had two testing irregularities. The first one was for the 3D modeling class. Now, this was a whole team, though. This was a team effort, unfortunately. There were some pieces of information that each one of these persons failed to double check, which caused the administration with this group of students, that whole class had to get a retest.
Oh, man.
One had the old form of the list of kids who had the modifications or combinations that were necessary. Then one person had to update, but didn't talk to this person because you have CTE and you have state assessments. We have different people in charge of different things, but we're all following the same list of who gets accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
And just not double checking. That error happened with that group. So
what are we going to do to make sure it don't happen again?
So we and Mrs. Battle, me and Dr. Whitaker and Ms. Jenkins, we all met with this team of people. And when we do the training, Ms. Jenkins and Dr. Whitaker must be on site for the training. Now, we have school test coordinators designated at every school. But because we're having issues here, central office is going to be at those meetings to make sure everything is done appropriately. We're going to ask them as well to bring, to turn in their testing plans, because everybody has to do a testing plan, each school site.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 55 different test administrations, you got an outline who's giving what, who's doing what. They're going to have to turn theirs in sooner than the other schools, and then we're going to have a meeting with them and go through it with a fine-tooth comb to be sure everybody's on the same page.
So we should not see that.
So we don't have to see it because it's not the kids' fault. They have to retest. It's cumbersome to begin with, the logistics to do it again.